SRN News. I'm Ron DeRoster. Well, the primary is over in South Carolina, and Donald Trump, former President Trump, that is the winner. And with that in his pocket now, he's focusing on Michigan, which holds their primary on Tuesday. Nikki Haley brushing off the dust from that bitter rebuff from the voters in the state where she served two terms as governor, vows not to give up her quest for the nomination. During a post-primary rally on Saturday night, Haley said in the next 10 days, some 20 more states and territories are going to be voting in primaries.
They have the right to a real choice. Not a Soviet-style election with only one candidate. And I have a duty to give them that choice.
Michigan's GOP will award 16 of their 55 delegates based on results of Tuesday's primary. The remaining 39 delegates for Michigan will be allocated at their state convention March 2nd. Also at SRNnews.com, Ukraine concerned about delays in Western military aid.
Ukraine's defense minister Rustam Umerov says half of the promised Western military support fails to arrive on time. Speaking at an assembly in Kiev, he stressed that each delayed aid shipment complicates the task of military planners and ultimately costs the lives of soldiers. Ukrainian military leaders toured the frontline combat posts while facing a worsening ammunition shortage and Russian attacks in the east. Meanwhile, nightly strikes continue with Ukraine's air defenses shooting down drones sent by Moscow, while Russia targeted an unspecified facility in western Ukraine. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
This is SRN News. Did you know your tax dollars are being spent to change college biology classes?
The National Science Foundation is giving nearly $1 million to several universities so they can develop so-called inclusive undergraduate biology courses because current offerings, quote, inaccurately categorize sex and gender as binary. The NSF says if college professors try to tell young people that science defines only two genders, male and female, this will make transgender students uncomfortable. Critics say the grant will undermine science. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-life advocates cheering a decision by the Alabama Supreme Court that frozen embryos must be treated as children under the law, saying it could become a model for other states. Chief Justice Tom Parker's opinion referenced Genesis 1:27, saying, quote, even before birth, all human beings bear the image of God, and their lives cannot be destroyed without effacing his glory, unquote. SRN News. Do you know the origins of leap year and why?
Ancient civilization had calendars that made periodic corrections to realign with lunar and solar cycles. But it was Julius Caesar in 46 BC who put into practice what we now consider leap years. In large part, the idea was to keep the months in sync with annual events, including equinoxes and solstices. So let's say you were born 40 years ago this Thursday. Happy 10th birthday. Jason Walker reporting.
Barring a last-minute stay, a 73-year-old inmate will be executed by lethal injection Wednesday after being on Idaho's death row for nearly 50 years for killing a fellow prisoner with a battery-filled sock. The inmate has a broad path of destruction in his history that saw him convicted of five murders in three states. This is SRN News.